No fucking way.
Rick stared at Max Cannon, the Halley Puma Alpha, and wondered what his head would look like rolling down the driveway.
My mate goes home with me. How are the wolves going to react to an injured, non-wolf Luna? Think, Rick. Not only is she injured, she's Puma. And until you can fully claim her, she's pride. My pride.
Rick watched Max cross his arms over his chest. He wanted to rip them off and beat him over the head with them. He'd had a thoroughly rotten day. He'd been shot, killed a rogue, found his mate, found out his mate was hurt, and now had to deal with a territorial cat intent on sending him on his way.
She comes home with me.
Max sighed and rubbed his forehead.
Look, Rick, I know how I would feel if this were Emma.
Rick nodded shortly. The big cat would understand, somewhat.
But, and this is a big but, Belinda hasn't had the easiest time of it in the last couple of weeks. You're new to your position as well. You need to solidify your pack and prepare them for what they're going to have to deal with when Belinda gets there. You'll also have to prepare Belinda.
Belle.
Rick looked at the pale maid of the Puma Marshal, Sherry Montgomery, the one who'd been the cause of Rick coming down to Halley in the first place.
Belle?
Who was this Belle, and what did she have to do with Belinda? Sherry shot a look at Simon, who winced. Rick's eyes narrowed at the guilty flush on the beta's face and wondered what the man was hiding. Sherry turned back to Rick with a grimace.
Belinda is who she was when she was friends with Livia. The masks she wore to fit into Livia's social set. Belle is who she really is.
Simon nodded.
And that's something else that needs to be dealt with.
Rick sighed and sunk down onto Max's leather sofa. The Alpha had dragged him, literally, out of Adrian's house, shoved him in his Durango, and carried him off. It hadn't taken long for the rest of the Pride's inner core to show up. Only the fact that his own marshal hadn't been worried for him had kept him from biting some cat ass.
You are going to explain all of this shit, right?
Emma spoke up.
I'll try. Okay, roughly a month ago, Max marked me as his and claimed me as his Kirana.
Rick nodded. Kirana was the Puma equivalent of Luna, the alpha female of a pack, or in Emma's case, a pride.
He gave me the Kirana's ring, and I wore it to the annual Halley masquerade. When Livia realized Max had mated me, she freaked out. She attacked Becky, Simon's mate, while Becky was still human.
Ouch. That explained why the woman had been outcast. An unprovoked attack on a human? This Livia person was lucky Max or Simon hadn't ripped her throat out. That's what Rick would have done.
What does this have to do with Belle?
Emma shrugged.
Belle and Livia were best friends, and it was well known Belle wanted to mate with Simon.
Rick stiffened. Mate with Simon? Now he understood some of why the beta had looked guilty. Emma continued the story, leaning against Max with a sigh.
Because Livia attacked Becky, and Belinda wasn't anywhere near the party at the time it happened, most of the Pride assumed she'd helped Livia in some way or another. Hell, even we assumed it at first.
Rick clenched his jaw against his immediate response. He didn't know Belle well enough to know if she was capable of such a thing, despite every single one of his instincts screaming that she wasn't.
What happened next?
Livia was outcast, and Belle...
Emma looked up at Max, but it was Simon who answered.
Belle proved herself to us. She helped save Becky when Becky collapsed at work, and she sacrificed herself to save Sherry from a psychotic stalker.
Simon shook his head.
I never thought Belle had it in her to do that, but she proved me wrong. She proved all of us wrong.
Max snuggled Emma close, a frown on his face.
But we've had a difficult time getting the rest of the Pride to see that, despite everything she's done. In essence, they've shunned her. She's lost her job, almost lost her apartment, and even with her injury, we had a hard time getting volunteers to protect her when she needed it.